wild. Friends gone 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 wild.
Hey everyone, welcome back to St. Paxton. Unfortunately, due to some of the, but due to the global crisis that is occurring all around us, we are not able to play games with a reliable schedule because we all have jobs and real lives. And so what we've decided to do is to put together a fun game for us to sort of just relieve some stress. And it's also going to be one to where if we have someone that can't be here, we can just move on and just play. So we hope that you enjoy this game. I am really excited because I will not be DMing this game. Our fearless leader for this campaign will be none other than my second favorite DM, Fred Greenleaf.
Hello, everybody. And thank you, V, for giving me the opportunity to have you as a player in my game.
Yeah, thank you. I'm so excited. So, what we're going to be doing in this mini episode is we're going to be introducing our players. So, who's going to be here to play the game and introducing the characters. So, giving you a little inside scoop of each character's backstory. And then Fred can do whatever he wants beyond that. But we won't be playing the game today. We'll just be getting introductions out of the way. So, of course, that means that we have just spent the past 2 hours creating these characters, as you know. Okay. You're looking at me like it hasn't been 2 hours, but I've been on this call for 2 hours. So
you have. I haven't.
Who are you?
Very good question. I was actually kind of waiting for the big reveal. But anyways, it's Hiro. It is Hiroshi, editor extraordinaire. No, I'm not even going to say extraordinaire. I'm the dude who does stuff with audio things for the show. I don't know. But I was asked if I wanted to come play a game with some fantastic people. And why would I ever turn that down?
Have you met us?
I edit you regularly. Yes, I'm hoping I can actually influence you to be better while I'm here.
No. Nope. I'm going to be the worst. I'm going to start tapping my mic somehow on.
My feels.
Lies and slander.
Just so you know, we're beyond influence. We are this terrible because we like it that way.
Well, I'm also here. It is me, Steph. And I'm super excited to play some D&D.
Yeah.
And I'm
anyone else?
Me. I'm here. It's Stacy, and I'm also excited to play D&D. I've actually been able to play in a Fred game before, and 10 out of 10, best fucking experience. And if you ever get the chance to do it, you fucking do it, or you will regret it.
Oh, yeah. Shucks.
And I haven't gotten to play in a Fred game yet, so I'm super excited.
All right. So how do we do this? Do we just do your character introductions for now?
Yeah. So I think we could just keep it really casual, you know? Just let us know who you want to talk.
Well, I mean, we might as well start with you, V. You want to talk to us about your character?
Yes, of course. Oh my God. Guys, I'm so excited to introduce you to Creeping Flocks of Summer. Creeping Flocks of Summer, that is her full name, is a tabaxi monk. She has beautiful rainbow hair. She's really into just like playing around with her look and like having the opportunity to try on different forms of fashion. She does not wear armor, so she's always in kind of this like nice, clean, crisp linen, ready for yoga anytime suit. But in any event, she is also really dedicated to the culinary arts. She has a guild membership with the Iron Chefs. And so most of her stuff is basically all about cooking. She's got a bag of holding full of fancy prants like garlic presses and lemon juicers and tortilla makers and warmers. And yeah, it's all about that good, good food. And in my artisan tools, it's a spice kit. So
nice.
There you have it. Also, I don't know how to play this game, so please bear with me as I fuck everything up. Oh, and for those of you that don't know what a tabaxi is, it's a cat person. So she's like 6 feet tall and she's very, very slim, extremely slim. So she's kind of like almost gaunty, but muscular in some areas, like a cat, you know. Is that enough information?
I need a 5-page backstory. So
if you want to just, okay. So her cousin died. And so she died because they went into a club together and her cousin was stabbed to death. It's why she pursued this life without weapons, because she wanted to be able to use her hands and claws to defend herself. But she also participates in what's called the ocular pat down now. So anytime she enters a room or someone else enters a room, she's going to be looking to make sure that this person passes the inspection. It's incredibly important to her that every person that is within striking distance has had the ocular pat down and is deemed either a safe person or an imminent threat. Two parents still alive, really well balanced home life, no problems with parents whatsoever. Never been in a serious relationship, because I'm all about that like life of traveling the world and like eating all the food. So think of me as like an Anthony Bourdain. I'm out there. I'm trying all the cuisines all the time. And getting in some scraps sometimes.
And that was definitely 5 pages. So let's move on to Steph.
Jesus Christ.
That was wonderful. So I am playing Blossom Bright Moon. She is a halfling fighter. However, her dream, her ultimate ambition is to be the most fearsome swashbuckler on the seven seas, or however many seas there actually are. She is just starting out on this journey. However, she was kind of raised in the small town life. She was raised by her uncle Egert and aunt Ida, who own a yogurt shop. And you know, in her off time, because she would help them out in the shop, she would practice her fighting skills. So she did grow up inland, doesn't know how to swim yet, but that's just a minor hurdle for her in her swashbuckler dreams. So yeah, she's just super ambitious, but not very clever, but just loves adventure.
Very nice. Unfortunately, there's only 5 C's, so you're going to have to change that on your sheets.
Well, maybe I'll discover the next 2.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, maybe there are other C's and they just have yet to be discovered.
That's how you become a swashbuckler, is you have to discover a C. I'm sure of it now.
Yeah, you have to swash every buckle.
So you're saying there are only 5 swashbucklers in the world at this point in time? I love it.
Yes.
Love which, it. Obviously.
Which is going to make me a double swashbuckler, because I'm going to find 2 C's.
And Stacy, how about for your character?
Okay, I have a written backstory, so I'm going to read it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm not good at on-the-spot shit. I'm bad at it. Okay, so Corey Spider Smasher of Clan Tarth is a Goliath born to Goliath parents but raised by a human woman named Torma Tarth and a dwarven man named Brian Tarth. They took me in after a fateful meeting on a beach that was far from their home, but close to where my home clan was. While they were walking on the beach on a blustery, overcast morning, they were ambushed by a group of deep crabs. My mother was carrying me, a wee baby Goliath, swaddled in my cloak of displacement, and happened upon the couple who were readying themselves for a fight. She gently placed me within a large nook of driftwood and charged in to aid them with the fight. The three of them managed to defeat the deep crabs, but not without a price. My piercing wail broke the deafening silence that had fallen over the strangers after the battle. My mother looked in my direction, her body failing to listen to her commands for it to get up and come to me. Torma gently pushed her back as Brian came over to pick me up and bring me to her. In her final moments, she spoke gently to me and asked the couple to care for me as I grew, explaining that taking me back to her clan would likely result in death of them and me. The couple, realizing that my mother had taken too much damage and would not survive much longer, agreed and stayed by her side as she passed. They took me back to their vacation inn and told the city guard of the encounter. My mother's body was brought back and given a pyre funeral the next day. Soon after, the Tarths brought me back to their home and raised me as their own while preserving the only memories of my mother that they and I had. As a well-adjusted adult Goliath, standing a full 7'5" with tattoos and 300 pounds of mostly muscle, but also some of Brian's great home cooking, I look very intimidating. However, I often have a smile on my face, and I help where I'm able to, as I'm well-known for my volunteer work wherever I go.
So I have a fiery question
yes.
about your character. So your mother died from a, what was it called? What kind
a
of
deep crab?
A deep crab, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're Corey Spider Smasher. Do you think crabs are spiders? And like, is that where your name comes from? Like, you have go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, crabs have a lot of legs. Spiders have a lot of legs. They're just the same thing to me. And like, the Tarths thought it was really cute and they never corrected me. So anything that has multiple legs is a spider.
I mean, that's they're both technically arachnids.
Yeah. I just love that you're both super tall and I'm only 3 feet tall.
You know,
I'm so tiny.
Steph. I have a question. Stacy and I, both of our characters, we described as well-adjusted. Are you well-adjusted?
Well.
Are you...
Like...
What's your past?
Like, in what way? Like, emotionally? And
like, did your parents fuck you up or not?
My parents actually died when I was a kid.
She is it was not well adjusted.
Yeah, I can. But I was super young when it happened, and so I was raised by my aunt and uncle, who were very loving. But it was like the small town atmosphere of like, oh, you'll take over the yogurt shop after us, right? And I'm like, no, I'm not going to take over the yogurt shop. I'm going to be a swashbuckler. So there was some of that, little bit of tension when I left home. But yeah, I wouldn't say terribly damaged or anything.
I like the angsty Blossom who's like, no, auntie and uncle, I want to be a swashbuckler.
God, I'm not going to run the yogurt shop.
Yogurts are for kids.
That's
I'm
like
an adult.
So uncool.
I'm 15.
And no, I'm not going to be home by 10.
And last but not least, Hero, talk to us about your character.
Well, you remember how I said I hadn't been working on this character for 2 hours? This character was literally just kind of born of a goof that we had when they asked if I wanted to play. So my character's name is Bosley, spelled B-O-S-L-E-I-G-H. And I think my background is very dependent on how much interaction have you three had before.
That's up to you guys. Have you put much thought into whether or not your characters know each other?
We have not put any thought into that.
Okay.
That's accurate.
I'm speaking as our Borg collective.
Resistance is futile.
We are Borg.
Are you all right being all disparate, not knowing each other up to this point?
Ugh, no, I hate that.
Then we have to, like, break the ice and, like, yeah. get to know each okay. other.
Guys, can we just say, maybe, could we have all known my cousin that got stabbed, and maybe we were all her bridesmaids?
Oh, my gosh.
Since then?
Sure.
Oh, and then yes. What if Bosley was, like, her, like, fiancé and, like...
Oh, my gosh.
Done.
I'm here for Done. It.
I love this. Yes.
Oh, my God.
So, Bosley, wow, this is actually, now that I think about it, some interesting interspecies relations. Bosley is a 50-year-old human male.
Wait, never mind. That's not important.
We don't continue. Judge, man.
Continue.
Pretty average height and build, 5'9", 180. And Bosley's whole thing is he is a cleric, and he went into a bit of a hermitage after the
Diane.
Death of Diane. And tried to find himself, and he was spoken to by a great entity known as Cha Li, and Cha Li led him to have a bit more faith in himself, and said that through dedication and teamwork and harnessing the powers of those around him, great good could be brought about in the world. So he reached out to his dead fiance's cousin, who had a couple of friends in the bridesmaid party as well. And collectively, we all started Cha Li's Fangels, as we have started calling them. And we are an adventuring group.
Did we agree on that?
I don't feel like we agreed on that. Yeah. I feel like we made the joke.
I believe you made the joke, and then you let me create this character. Fall down this rabbit hole.
So Charlie's Fangels.
It sounds like we can't pronounce
it. I think it should be noted for the listeners that it's Fey, like F-E-Y.
It doesn't matter how you spell it. It's horrible, I mean, all the way around.
It's slightly less random that
Yeah.
way.
So I guess that does lead into the setting of our game and the fact that we are going to be starting our adventure in the Feywild. For those that might not know much about the Feywild, it is what is considered an echo of the Prime Material Plane, just like the Shadowfell is an echo of the Prime Material Plane. But with the Feywild, it is a beautiful and luxurious landscape of amazing flora and fauna and magic as well. And the way of life here in the Feywild is vastly different from what would be considered the standard Prime Material Plane. There are two courts that people would place themselves into. One is considered the Seelie Fey, which is held by Queen Titania. She is the ruler of the Summer Courts. And oftentimes people, I wouldn't say that they are all considered good fae, but oftentimes that is mistaken for, and they are considered kind of like the more respected or more responsible, more glorious of the fae. And the other court, or what they call the Unseelie Fae, is held by the Queen of Air and Darkness, and her court is called the Gloaming Court. Those Fae are sometimes considered more of a mischievous or even evil Fae, but once again, neither court truly subscribes to a specific alignment. Now, the Feywild is a vast, vast world of amazing colors and amazing creatures. And the standard races that one would find in the Feywild are the Eladrin, great creatures like satyrs and nymphs, even pixies or hags. And our four adventurers find themselves in the City of Autumn, or what they call Tamarinel. So, for the players, I have to ask, has the death of your cousin, V, was it ever explained, or were you ever able to find who killed your cousin in that club that night?
No, it was a real tragedy, as everyone except for Bosley was really there at that time. We had gone for a bachelorette party at a very fancy bar. There were a lot of decorations and just a lot of fun things. And of course, naturally, I would never let this happen under normal circumstances, but there were so many balloons there and they were super distracting. And I didn't have the time to do the ocular pat downs that I needed to. And I didn't see who the perpetrator was, but I just know that she had a long, like 7-inch dagger going straight through her middle.
So I think for Bosley, the driving force for you and the reason why you brought together your three compatriots is to ultimately find who killed your fiance, your late fiance. But unfortunately, other than what V just described, the 7-inch dagger, there hasn't been much to go off of, and the trail has gone cold. But as a part of your search to find your ex-lover's killer, a lot of other cases fell into your lap, and you find yourselves constantly directing and employing the three compatriots in solving these crimes as you steadily try to gain more information on your one true goal, which is finding the killer of your ex-fiance. And that is what brings you to the Feywild. You find yourself in the city of Tamarinel, and once again, you're in the employ of a rather wealthy nobleman, and he is currently explaining something to you. But instead of getting too far deep into the story, I think that is where we'll leave for tonight and begin our adventure with our four players, Stacy, Hero, Steph, and V, in their Feywild adventures.
I can't wait to swash some buckles.
Yes.
How many buckles are you actually wearing? I just imagine you have like all kinds of belts with buckles.
So what does it mean to swash a thing? I've never known.
Blossom doesn't know, actually, but she would never admit that. But yeah, she's got 5 buckles. She
for the
does,
5 C's.
Of course. You know, but she's expecting to add 2 more when she discovers the 2 more C's. And yeah, of course, she's got like the floofy, like white pirate shirt, you know, like she looks like she's somebody who dressed up as a pirate, not like a legit pirate, but somebody dressed up as one. She's trying a little too hard, but she means well.
All right. That was great. I'm super excited to play. Yes. So, yeah. Maybe we'll release this, and then we're going to be playing on April 3rd and 10th, and so we can just stream it. So everyone knows, like, hey, we've got this thing coming up. You can come and hang out and have fun with us. So
that'd be fun.
I am, on a personal note, super excited to play because I rarely ever get a chance to role play. Obviously, with the situation that the world is in right now, I think it's even more important to have these moments of gathering and take our minds off and have a little bit of fun. So thank you all for inviting me to come play with you.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
Yeah, thank you. Always a pleasure to have you.
Yeah, I mean, you don't need to lie. It's fine.
I'm sorry.
Oh, phew.
I think well, I made a weird...
Well...
They invited me out of
what
pity.
A burden.
It's been all right, then.
All right, cool. I guess we can stop our recordings now.
Bye. Okay.
Cool. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Oh, right. Bye.
Bye. Stop.